Long before our time, God's people took journeys in order to find God. We heard about them in today's scripture readings. Baruch was a prophet who spoke God's message to the Jewish people who were in exile in Babylon. The people had been away from their homeland for a long time. Many of them probably thought that God had abandoned them. On the contrary, however, Baruch tells the people that if they want to find God and return home, they must build a highway. It's not a highway of concrete or asphalt or stone. No, this is a highway in their hearts and their souls. The reason the people could not find God was that their hearts and minds were too full of other things. Baruch tells the people to remove those things that are unimportant, making a path to God that is level, smooth, and straight, rejoicing that they are remembered by God, their God, who by the light of his glory will lead them home. John the Baptist was another prophet who delivered a similar message as Baruch, only to a different group of people. John spoke to the Jews of his day, and he told them that in order to find God, they too must build a highway, leveling off the mountains, sweeping the path smooth, making it straight by repentance of their sins. We too are being called by Baruch and John the Baptist to do the best we can to make level, smooth, and straight our highway that leads to God as his gift and his gift of salvation. So the church gives us, her children, this wonderful season of Advent as a time to prepare ourselves in our life's journey to God. There are certainly many things for which we prepare at this festive season. We may bake cookies and bring them to the rectory. We can clean and decorate our house. We can go shopping. But in the end, these things are not as important as a great treasure, the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God's love, his presence, his power in the flesh. My sisters and brothers, all of us are on this journey, a journey to God, a God who offers us hope through the birth of a child, a hope that is founded in love, a hope that is rediscovered and renewed love between God, who is merciful and just, and his people. Strengthened by the Holy Eucharist, let us continue our Advent journey. Let us make the road straight through prayer and confession. Let us make it level and smooth by good works and kind deeds. Let us prepare our hearts and souls for the coming of the Lord, the greatest gift of all. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.